Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If he's ready, he can give
Everyone
us...
Everyone loves doing our show, Joel, clearly.
That's fair. When he's ready for us, he can give us a thumbs up and we'll dive right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, very excited to welcome back to the show one more time. He's going to take on Alexander Hammerstone. Hammerstone in a Texas death match at MLW Fightland on September 13th. The one and only Matthew Justice joins us again. How you doing?
How's it going, guys? I'm good, man. You know, also, hey, you got to be on time, you know, it's part of the gig.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you joining us, Matthew.
Good.
First question, have you heard Creep by Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. One of the best songs ever.
Glad we set the tone for this interview.
You were jumping off a hot dog stand the last time we kind of saw you doing things.
That was my Sunday excursion to Vancouver, British Columbia, yeah. Canada.
Yeah, tell us about that. And you and Shotzi just getting into some wild adventures out there. We love Shotzi. She's fantastic. she has no boundaries, and neither do you. So that's a great pairing right there.
We are the perfect people to make up a team called FUBAR, which I'm sure we all know what FUBAR stands for. So add in a little bit of Rob shit, and that's all you need. But that's the chaos that I live to create, what we did Sunday in Vancouver, for sure. So,
did you get to have a hot dog afterwards from that hot dog stand?
No, I did not, actually. I was very swiftly removed from the scene.
Yeah, Shotzi was saying that there were cops and like it was a busy... Like, what was going on in that moment? Because like suddenly it looked like everything kind of went haywire, just like your screen going black because you got a call.
Sorry, you guys there.
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us? It's when you get a phone call. Are you here?
No.
It's because you got to go back to the app.
Yeah, I lose you guys. I don't have any.
No, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Apparently, he can't hear us.
Oh no!
Production issues to start both interviews this morning.
This is a great day. Hold on. Is he going to find it? Oh. Huh? And we're back.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Now he's muted himself. Oh.
How about now? Can you hear us? No?
Yeah, I can't hear you guys now.
Can you lip read, Matthew? And then we'll do this interview.
1 sec. I'm going to take him off. How about now? Oh, and then he left. He's going to come back.
He said peace out.
Well, no. This is what happens. It's okay. We'll get him back. I want to talk about his experience in Vancouver. I think it'll be a very funny chat. Should have gotten himself a hot dog.
Yeah, a little disappointing that you couldn't get a hot dog. Honestly,
wonder what he'd top it with. We're gonna see. We love the chaos. Okay, he's back. We're gonna see. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I lost you guys the volume. I had another alarm set just to make sure I was on time, and that threw off
the alarm ruined it.
So, sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
You're fine.
Honestly, it's more of a StreamYard issue because whenever somebody gets like a notification, it just completely messes up this entire
I'm setup. Used to using my headphones, and it won't let me use my headphones either. It's just going through my phone. So I'm an old man now. I can't do technology. I just fight, so...
That's all right. You do a good job of it. So let's walk through that scene. Let's walk through that scene in Vancouver. It's absolute chaos. You do not get a hot dog, but the cops are there and people are all around. What happened and how did it break down so damn quick?
Well, it was the fire alarm went off during our match because of some smoke canisters that were, you know, may or may not have been part of the act. So it would spilled out into the streets, and it was a bit of chaos, obviously, because there was a whole venue of people emptying out. And, you know, the show's got to go on, so we just had a melee in the streets. But there was, you know, fire, police, all kinds of response to this. And obviously no one knew what the hell was going on. So it just kind of, the frenzy grew.
All right, you didn't get a hot dog after the incident with the hot dog stand. But how do you take your hot dog?
Ketchup. That's it.
Just ketchup?
Classic. Yeah, I feel like that would be most classic. I'm not a mustard person.
Yeah, same.
I'm a plain eater, so I'd like just, you know, ketchup and a dog.
I like relish. That's how it's done. I like relish on my hot dogs. That's just me.
Teach their own. They're meant to be enjoyed the way you prefer. So
yeah, food is subjective. You eat what you like.
Just like wrestling, who would think that?
Oh my God! Don't touch.
Oh my God!
Don't get too deep into that. You'll get a lot of angry people getting angry about your opinions and thoughts on wrestling.
Conspiracy theorist, man, Matthew Justice, wrestling conspiracy theorist.
Do you have any wrestling conspiracy theories?
Yeah, it's all a work, man.
I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory. For some people, I guess it might be.
Man's out here exposing the business.
Yeah,
no. Someone in the chat mentioning mayo on a hot dog, by the way.
Mayo? What? No,
that's not bad. That's fine. Mm. And of course, our pal Val, our best pal Val, saying no ketchup. But that's also because, you know, Val's Chicagoan, and they don't believe in ketchup there.
So. Yeah. I mean, hey, like I said, teach their own.
Speaking of which, you're going to Germany. You're going to be wrestling for WXW coming up.
Yeah, after my fight with Hammerstone, Texas Deathmatch, whatever's left of me, I will be recovering and going on my first tour of Germany with WXW. So,
pretty excited. So that's your first time heading out to Germany. What's most exciting things you want to see there, or anything you're looking forward to checking out?
You know, my most you're talking about outside of wrestling.
Oh, of course I am.
The thing I'm most excited for is the Tabernares Desert. It's the only desert in Europe. It's in Spain. And it's where they filmed all the classic spaghetti Western movies. So, like, you know, all the Clint Eastwood, Good, the Bad, the Ugly. That's where they filmed these movies. So I'm really excited to go there.
You know, check out some metal bands while you're out there.
I mean, I'm always down to listen to music anywhere I'm at, so.
You're one of the metal capitals of the world. You'll be around Germany. If you were a few months earlier, you could have gone to Wacken.
Oh, I mean, the big four of German thrash rules. So, I mean, Sodom and Creator, fucking.
I went to Sonic Temple. Last time we had you on, we talked about Sonic Temple. I went with my wife. We watched these metal bands. I couldn't understand most of them. Some of them were okay. You know, who Metallica was the headliner. Like, that was
they cool. were just okay. Is that what you're saying, man?
No, Metallica was good. You know, I know Metallica. Like, but some of these other bands, I have no idea what was going on with them. I don't remember their names, but
well, your wife was there for Acid Bath. That's what she liked.
Yeah,
she likes Acid Bath. They were good. I did like Acid Bath. Again, if I can understand them, it's fine. There's some people just yelling at the mic and like trying to eat it. Like, I don't know what you are saying.
I think any music, if you know what it, if you're into it, you can hear it. But if someone else is listening to this, they're like, what are they saying?
Oh, that's how it is with rap and me nowadays.
Unless it's like, you know, some radio soft music, you can't really understand what they're saying.
Yeah. I can listen to all the old school rap, but then the kids listen to the new stuff. I'm like, what are these people saying? Why is the bass louder in the actual voice? What is this terrible techno beat?
Don't you love getting old, man?
The kids remind me that I'm old too. They're like, oh, your old ears don't know what's hip. I was like, I guess so. My old ears can actually understand this music. You don't. What you're listening to is not actual music.
And then you gotta, you know. It's that Simpsons episode where Homer drones Lollapalooza. I used to be hip. I used to be with it. Now I don't know what it is. It just makes me tired and scared.
Yeah.
Have you scouted the venue in Dallas for, I assume, all the crazy shit you and Hammerstone are about to do in this Texas Deathmatch?
Yeah, I wrestled at this venue for MLW. We did the Gravity Gamble match in January.
Okay.
I mean, we were confined to the ring, obviously, because it was a ladder match where you have to climb the win, but I already scouted it then, so I already know what I have brewing in my mind.
I hope not heavy weights, because he can just kind of pick those up and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Hammerstone's a monster, dude. He's a Titan, clearly, but I'm also a Titan in my own way. So Clash of the Titans in Texas, it's going to be for sure.
He was very upset at you because you ruined his match when he was going for the middleweight title, and you came out there and made it a triple threat match. And he's like, this dude, he was on our show, and he's basically burying you for getting in his way out there.
That's funny, man. I think that's exactly why I'm the guy to challenge him, because he left MLW. Did he forget that? I mean, for years, Hammerstone was the guy who carried the load for MLW, but he left, and I was one of the guys that stepped up and carried the load and waved the banner for MLW. And he comes back, and he thinks that he just gets to, you know, walk right back up to the plate. That's not how it goes. I'm definitely not going to be the guy to let it happen. So I love to fight, and here we are. So it's going to be a showdown in Texas.
What does it mean to you to be given kind of those reins and those opportunities to be one of the guys in MLW? Like you said, once Hammerstone left, guys like you were able to step up, take them out, and be trusted to be that guy. What's that mean to you?
I mean, it means everything. That's what I want to be everywhere I've ever wrestled. I've always kind of wanted to be one of those people that you can rely on. I'm a sports guy in my mind, so I've always wanted to be a key player, not just someone that's there. I'm not happy to just be anywhere, especially anymore in wrestling. I want to be here to deliver.
Oh, he got another note. There you go. He's back.
That I'm going to keep going just because I know. I was not really ever given that. I think that I just earned that with what I was doing constantly. I was in the trenches, and then finally, whenever I had time to put my head up, I realized, like, oh yeah, I am one of those people that's waving the banner for MLW, and I'm not just going to give that up. I'm not just going to, you know, let that be taken from me. They can try to, they can forget about me, or they can, you know, write me off, but I'm not going anywhere regardless. So
how was the experience at CML like this year?
Oh, now we got to do the audio thing again? Yeah, so he's going to come out, and we're going to come back in. Oh, man, that's funny. It's okay. We're getting there. We're getting a good chat. There we go, and we're back. Here we go, we're back.
Did the rest of what I was saying?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We hear you, no problem. No. It's afterwards you drop, like, you can't hear us, which, honestly... Yeah. I'm not.
Let me make sure all my alarms are off. Actually, that was another alarm. You know, that was the.
He's gonna lose us again.
There we go. That was the fail safe alarm. You know, the 11-11 or the 11-10 alarm.
Now hold on, can you still hear us?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, good. Okay. Did you guys see me and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. You're good.
Man, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties.
No,
you're fine.
You're good.
It makes conversations even more fun.
I'm blaming it on fucking Hammerstone, dude, and MLW.
No,
no,
go ahead, drag him.
No.
We'll use this clip in a promotional package. You know, Matthew Justice shoots on Hammerstone, causing him technical difficulties during an interview.
He's getting too big. He's starting to block the signals. You know? We can't have that, man. Calm down, brother.
He's using that Wi-Fi blocking Tanner that everyone hears about.
How's the experience at CMLL for MLW, but CMLL and Arena Mexico earlier this year?
Oh, it was amazing. Unreal. I got to battle Ultimo Guerrero in Arena Mexico. That's something I'll never forget, ever. The entire thing. So...
I am curious to get your thoughts on Ozzy Osbourne's passing, because I did see that you had mentioned a little something, but, you know, Ozzy meant a lot to a lot of people, and you and I being in that metalhead community, what did Ozzy mean to you?
You know, I've been so busy, even with the Black Sabbath, their last show that they played in July. It's like, I've been so busy wrestling, I haven't even really had the chance to fully kind of like just bear the weight of it all, and then him dying not that long afterwards, it's the connection between wrestling and heavy music, just period. It's basically my entire life. It's who I am, not just as a wrestler, but as a person. And then all the people that he's inspired, all the bands and other music he's inspired that have in turn inspired me or helped me find some piece of who I am or what I am. And that's, you know, it's like you can't even weigh that. And that it's not just me, it's people all around the world. So it's a bummer, man. But obviously I'll forever and always listen to his music and, you know, play it loud and proud. So
it's the amazing thing about being an artist that you have a catalog that lives on well past your own expiry date.
And it reminds me why I do wrestling too, not just for what I get from it myself, but in the same sense, you know, to be able to do that and be that for someone else or be part of something else like that is, you know, why I'm here.
Do you have a favorite Black Sabbath / Ozzy song?
I mean, too many to name, I guess. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne, I love his Diary of a Madman album. Flying High Again's on there. And Sabbath, I mean, Sabbath is everything, man. When I was a kid listening to the Paranoid, I wore out the Paranoid album when I was a kid. Just like that, Master of Puppets by Metallica, I listened to those probably every day on my headphones in my CD player when I was a little kid. So it's, you know, I just throw out fucking Warpage, something like that.
That Metallica medley, the one that they did, the Sabbath medley on Garage, that's one that actually got me into Sabbath when I was a kid.
Sabbath, bloody Sabbath, man.
Yeah, dude, that was an album, absolutely. Hey, I'm curious about this. The Danny McBride partnership with MLW, Don Gato Tequila. Do you have a favorite Danny McBride movie or a movie that he's been a part of?
I mean, I love Danny McBride, dude. Tropic Thunder is an all-timer. The whole cast of Tropic Thunder. I mean, him and Nick Nolte in that are the best. I mean, obviously, I love Eastbound and Down, just Vice Principals. Like, I would love to meet Danny McBride. That would rule. I just rewatched 30 Minutes or Less recently. I don't know if you remember that one about the pizza delivery driver with the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like based off of a true story. Yeah. I mean, the Fist Foot Way, I could go down the rabbit hole, you know?
Hot Rod was always fine. I always loved Hot Rod. Yeah.
He's had so many classics. I love Eastbound and Down. Vice Principals is one that I feel like almost got overlooked because Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, and they did it like, what, it's only two seasons, which is great because it's just all the story needed.
Yeah.
So instead of making it longer, I love that. Just let it be what it's supposed to be instead of just turning it into a money-making device.
Do you guys get the Don Gato tequila? Have you sampled that?
I mean, it's there's been some Don Gato tequila floating around backstage at MLW. Tequila's dangerous, but I mean, yeah, it's delicious, so.
It's all we need on screen, just a celebration after the show. Do everybody just getting their Don Gato tequila on with Danny McBride out there.
I mean, you know, we're all a bit wild and crazy as it is, so whatever their plan is, fuel us up.
There you go.
Sorry, Jeremy, I had asked two in a row, so I was, you go. You got yours.
Oh, I was asking more about the Don Gato tequila out there. All right, let's do a partner promo. Punch in the face here, Matthew. All right, you've been on the show before. You know how the game works. Partner promo, punch in the face. We got three names. We're gonna pick one to partner with, one to promo with, one to punch in the face. I'll give you that one's a little too easy. So we're gonna go Shotzi because we love Shotzi. We're gonna go Rob Shit because you mentioned him earlier, and he's also part of the crew there. And we're gonna throw kind of a wild card in there. Let's go with our pal, another pal of the show, Paul London. Let's put him in there. Partner from his punch in the face.
Well, partner with, I'm gonna go Shotzi because we clearly were just partners in a street riot. And promo with, I'd go Paul London because I love Paul London. I can't punch Paul London in the face. And I love Rob Shit, too, but I have punched Rob Shit in the face, and I know that he won't care. And then we could just, you know, party together afterwards or whatever it may be. So that's my answers for that one.
There you go.
Well, there you go. You can watch Matthew Justice beat the crap out of Ali. Let's just say it. Beat the shit out of Hammerstone in a Texas death match at MLW Fightland. It's September 13th. Justice, anything else you want to plug before you get on out of here?
Like I said, Hammerstone, man. He's a Titan. I'm a Titan. It's going to be a Clash of the Titans in Texas. And, hey, it's a death match. Anything goes. Buy the ticket and take the ride. Thank you for having me, guys.
If you've seen Matthew Justice in these settings before, you know what to expect in this Texas death match as well. Like, I feel bad for that venue, and I feel bad for MLW because they're going to have some explaining to do after this match and to the venue.
Hey, let me loose, man. Let me out of my cage for the day, please.
It's just a cleanup fee. Go check it out. MLW Fightland, September 13th. Matthew Justice, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Matthew.
Oh, there we go. Thank you again.
Final alarm got him.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Matthew.